and introduce it, I would like to sing with you. Just since we are already singing, let's continue. We have... Before I start, I want to say, when I went, I was flying today from Berlin to Belgrade, and after you have checked in your luggage, there's always the security, and nowadays they have very advanced metal detectors. You don't even have to unpack your things, your computer and your photo camera and whatever is with metal from your bag. The detector goes right through the suitcase or wherever you have it in. So when my backpack, where I had all my things, my hand luggage, when it came in this detector, it went, everything went like and was red lights and so on, and everyone was highly alarmed, and my bag was taken out, and almost three policemen with machine guns were around it. I said, I know what you are afraid of, and it's a good thing to be afraid of that. So they stopped me, they opened everything carefully, and they found a pair of cartels. These cartels. These cartels are made of metal, and the metal detector gave it high importance. You know, the. Can you understand me? Is your brain with me or absent-minded? Yeah, I'm not sure. There's no reaction from you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you, thank you. So after we had found the pair of cartels, the officer, he spoke with me and he said, this is for what is this? And I showed him. It's for kirtan, and I explained the meaning of kirtan. And I said, kirtan, when you do it properly, is actually dangerous for your material consciousness. And therefore, the metal detector was right. This is a highly dangerous article. And what I had in mind when I said that these karatals and kirtan is that it is highly effective in removing the material consciousness. But you have to do it properly and attentively. So I thought this was a good starting for our Serbian tour, you know, the So we will sing a little and then I will explain. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare little louder, please. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Very good, very good. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Gaura Prema Nandi, Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. Can you please find me the verse Api Chet Sudaracharo? My dear devotees, as I said, my seminar will be called The Art or the Heart of Prayer, if you so want. It will be a quite systematic way to explain to us what type of prayers make the connection with Krishna and make him answer by analyzing or going through the prayers of Queen Kunti. It will be very practical, but in order to introduce the seminar, I would like to read to you one verse from the Bhagavad Gita. This verse is very special, unique, and there is nothing like this found in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna tells Arjuna he should take a drum and go to where the people are, make a big noise and explain that this verse is true. This verse totally represents the heart of Krishna. Now, this verse is something that every devotee needs to know. It is giving a lot of hope. But when this verse is wrongly understood, it can ruin our spiritual life. It's always like this. With very powerful items, like a sharp knife, you can cut almost everything. But if you handle it wrongly, there can be a danger. So this verse, which is so special, that Krishna wants Arjuna to become, do you know what is a herald? Yeah, what is the Serbian word for it? Herolski, maybe? Glasnik. Glasnik, yes. He goes into the village and then makes an announcement, no? And everyone knows. This is before the mobile telephone, of course. So Arjuna is asked to become one of these glasniks, you know, the heralds, and explain this verse to the world. Would you like to know this verse? Yes. Even if you wouldn't like to know it, I would read it to you to give pleasure to your heart. It is here. It is explaining what Krishna thinks about our mistakes that we make. Sometimes I feel we judge ourselves so much because of our mistakes, and we lose courage and strength to go on. So here's what Krishna thinks about the mistakes. Please repeat after me. Api chet sudaracharo.
Api chet sudaracharo.
Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhag. Sadhu Eva Samantavya. The last line you must really chant a little louder. Samyak Vava Sito Sisa. Samyak Vava. Very good. Even if one commits the most abominable action, the greatest mistake in spiritual life, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly. If he continues to do service, he is considered to be saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. And then Krishna says that such a person, he may make so many mistakes. If he continues in devotional service, he is saintly. He says, what is the future of such a person? Chitpram bhavati dhamatma. He quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace, O son of Kunti. Arjuna declared boldly that my devotee never perishes. Repeat. My devotee never perishes.
My devotee never perishes.
Yes. So here you find that Krishna is willing to forgive all kinds of mistakes. He personally protects his devotees and makes them at the end successful. If the devotee remains just engaged. If you want, my dear devotees, the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, many of you are reading, perhaps, is a book of mistakes. In the first canto, who can tell me who made a big mistake? He was the emperor of the whole world. Parikshit Maharaj. What did he do? Yes, he became so intolerant that he actually picked up a dead snake and was hanging it over the shoulder of a saint. In Serbian culture, it some similar thing is if you spit into the eye of someone. This is very aggressive. Some of you were even laughing, I think, because you were shocked or so. No, see, he did this with a saint, my dear devotees. This was highly offensive. Mistake. Second canto. Who made a big mistake in the second canto? What? Yes, many mistakes, yes, but I'm looking for the creator of the universe. What is his name? Brahma. He became sexually attracted to his daughter. This is known in our language as pedophile. Very, very bad thing. There's no mercy in the courts of the world for people who do this. No? Let me... fourth canto. Who made a big mistake? Daksha. Wow. He offended Lord Shiva. I was thinking even... we are speaking of devotees who make mistakes. Dhruva, the great devotee, made a mistake. He became so overwhelmed with anger that he slaughtered without discrimination the yakshas. This would be equivalent to a ruler who goes out and kills innocent citizens. He would be put before the court of Den Haag, and there would be a very bad court case against him. Dhruva did this mistake. Fifth canto. Sorry? I cannot. Yada Maharaj, he was the emperor of the world who went into the forest to perform austerities. Now, in the midst of this, he totally became attached to whom? A deer. And he gave up his entire spiritual practice. Mistake. He was born as a result as what? You know everything already. Sixth canto. Who made a big mistake? Ajamil. Again, we speak of devotees who make mistakes. He was a totally advanced Brahmin. He served his old parents. He was married to a very pious lady. But when he saw in the forest an inappropriate dealings between a hunter and a prostitute, he became attached to the prostitute and gave up his parents who were dependent on him. I heard they died out of grief, and he gave up his wife. Big mistake. We had six canto. Chita Keto Maharaj. My dear devotees, we could go now through the entire Bhagavatam and find out how devotees who are engaged in devotional service make a mistake. And we always see that this verse which we heard, that Krishna says, even if such a sadhu commits the most abominable mistake, I still forgive him, and very soon he becomes righteous. I protect him because my devotee, what does Krishna say about his devotee? He will never perish. My dear devotees, could this verse mean something for us? Do you think the Bhagavatam gives these examples because they are not relevant to our situation? Do you think everyone will be forgiven by Krishna except for you alone? Or do you think this is a principle that when Krishna sees someone engaged in devotional service, he does not consider their mistakes as a reason to reject them? I think hearing this gives us great encouragement. But the mistake has to be an honest mistake. What is an honest mistake? An honest mistake is something which you know and acknowledge and admit to be a mistake. You don't try to cover it up. Sometimes we know that governments make mistakes, even presidents make mistakes, but when they are asked in the social media, what was it? nothing. And they try to cover it up. That's not an honest mistake. An honest mistake is something that is not regular, that you don't repeat again and again, thinking, oh, Krishna is so merciful. An honest mistake is a mistake that you are willing to correct when you have done it. And an honest mistake is that even though you may feel it is not possible for you to give up this mistake, it has become so much of a habit, you pray to Krishna that he helps you. This is very important. In bhakti, if you think that, okay, Krishna forgives, that means I can do anything and call myself a devotee. That would ruin your progress in devotional service. But if you understand this verse correctly, and Krishna's mind correctly, you will actually understand, okay, I have a chance with my mistake, so I will try to correct them, and if it's not possible for me to correct it because I lack the spiritual strength, I will pray to Krishna that he will correct me. In my seminar, I want to give you some ways from the Shastras, from the scriptures, how you can pray to Krishna and how you can attract miracles into your life and more miracles and still more miracles. This is. Do you think this is a good program? I think many of us are a little older in devotional service, and you may not need more philosophy. You are already a believer. You have faith. But faith alone is not enough. Sometimes I feel we need to have less beliefs and less faith. I sometimes feel faith is the greatest obstacle of spiritual life if it is just hollow faith, just believing a concept without an experience. You need both faith that directs you to spiritual practice, but then after some time, more than more beliefs, you need experience. Would you agree, at least theoretically, with me? Yes. When you make an experience and you see this works, or you make an experience where you say this does not work, then, my dear devotees, you will be more likely to change something in your life for the better than if you just only believe. We live in a time where we are no longer like children. Children believe everything. They work solely on belief. The parents tell them something, they believe it. But we have developed as human beings and as members of this movement that we also require some proof, some experience. And I think this prayer, art of prayer, and heart of prayer will bring you into a living experience of the spiritual truth. This is what I wanted to say. How do you like this place, everyone? Do you notice the ceiling is higher than in Frushka Goranga? You feel like, and it's actually very, very nice. We were here perhaps two times before. Once, only one time.
Two times in the same desert, but at another place.
At another place, yes, I remember that. That yes. So I really want to encourage you also, while you are here, this is my last point, please make time for Krishna. Please take part in extraordinary discussions. The discussions which are there in the seminars, when you meet your friends, try to speak about your experiences on the spiritual path, your difficulties, your doubts, and how you might overcome them. Try to use this as me time. You know, me in relationship to the true me, the soul. Try to make this into, try to collect memories that will keep you alive, inspired, and highly active in Krishna consciousness throughout the coming year. You will need it. We are entering a phase of changes, a phase of transitions, and it is not good if our Krishna consciousness is lukewarm. We will have to have a little bit more conviction, a little bit more security and confidence on the spiritual path, and then it will be very, very wonderful. We will greet the times of change. We will not be in the least disturbed. Good. Okay, is it a good plan to be fully present? No? I know for some of you it will be a challenge, because you might have developed other habits. Especially older devotees will find it a challenge to be really focused and Krishna conscious. But it is good for the young and the old also, and it will give you good inspiration. Good. So I'm thinking this was all I wanted to say. Maybe there you want to ask a few questions to Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj and myself. We are here for you. Is it a good idea? But questions? What is the question? The question is, where is my bedroom? You know, and when do we get prasadam? We first have to get a little. I think we have to get acclimatized. Should we make 7 minutes of kirtan? Should we sing softly or fully? Fully. Okay, then we will find such a melody. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, hey. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Oh. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama.